welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's that time of year on Insight where we hook you up with some of the events for the arts in Sacramento and beyond. And this month, history and culture in Gold Country are in the creative spotlight, from gold pans, trains, and automobiles. Joining us now is Ronica Rodriguez, who joins us for Arts Talk on Insight each month. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. It has been a really busy summer, and we're not even really in the thick of it yet. I mean, of course, we're just coming off a really big holiday weekend, July 4th. But the fun, of course, continues. There's a lot happening in our area. So let's just stick with Gold Rush, Gold Country. We don't really have to go too far. We could just start off in Old Sacramento.
Absolutely. Old Sac is still one of those favorite places to go. It's known for the charming shops, the Gold Rush era storefronts, and now the Old Sac waterfront. It's a great place to grab some taffy at landmarks like Candy Heaven, which—
Free samples.
Free samples, and we love going there. That is our destination. Or go have some fun at Stage 9 Entertainment. We love it. It's also a place to let you experience history or creating those new memories. There's the California State Railroad Museum and the California Automobile Museum that are offering you the opportunity to go back in time by giving you a ride.
Yeah, so I have done the underground tours the waterfront. That is just fascinating about, you know, the founding of Sacramento and really California. The Railroad Museum is awesome. It's very impressive.
Absolutely.
And so they're offering rides like there? How does that work?
Well, you think of the Railroad Museum, and it's best known for the massive historical trains that are located inside the building, which is kind of that fun, amazing, larger-than-life experience. So we love that. But during the summer, they offer opportunities for you to ride on the historical trains. And there's two opportunities. There's a Golden Hour Express cocktail train that runs along the riverfront. That's for 21 and over. And then there's also the excursion train, which is your opportunity to relax in either first class or which is air conditioned, or those a little more exciting open aired gondola rides. And that's also a 45-minute ride. And that's the family friendly one. And it's one of those unique experiences that you can travel back how they were 100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. 45 minutes, six miles round trip along the river is, a beautiful day. And I, you know, maybe air conditioning, given that it can be triple digits. But I do like that fresh air.
Yes, I think that's fun, right? The wind's going through your hair. It's exciting. It's something you don't get to do every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would hope you also get to learn some history along the way.
Absolutely. That's part of it. That's part of the opportunity. So they have that opportunity where they have a narrator sharing those fun facts, telling you about the, you know, the West and all those good things. So they have that opportunity going through it. So they have someone kind of talking you through the process and the experience.
Awesome. Have you taken a trip?
Not yet. Well, at least not this summer. That is on our bucket list. So we have a summer bucket list, and we're going the weekend we come back, which is next week after vacation. So we will be doing that. But it's a lot of fun because it's something for everybody. We want to go do that because there's so many. We're going to go first class one, and then we'll go again because you could do it more than once on the open air gondolas.
Are the trains different? Are there different styles?
Yeah. So there's three first class trains that are all different models and unique themes. Like there's an Eldorado one, which is more that 1920s lounge car with great big windows and comfortable chairs. There's the French Quarter one, which is beautifully restored and inspired by the New Orleans French Quarter, of course. And that has wrought iron balconies and a sunset pink painted ceiling with studded stars. And the third one is the Autobahn dining car, famous because of the hand-painted reproductions of bird illustrations by the artist and naturalist John James Audubon.
Yeah, so you can actually go multiple times and ride in different cars.
It's a great day.
Different first class trains. So there's one for 21 and over. There's one for families. How much is this going to set you back? How much does it cost?
Well, the golden hours, those are selected times. So you go on their website, select a time, and it's $45, $40 to $45, depending on if you're a member. But you also have two drink tickets along with that, alcoholic or not. So that's a pretty good deal. And then for the excursion ride, that ranges depending on if you want first class or coach, right? And that's anywhere from $28 to $15, depending on if you're a member. And six and under are free.
Okay.
Ages six to under are free.
Well, Old Sacramento, the waterfront, is a pretty iconic destination for day trips. When I have people come from out of town, mm-hmm. we'll usually get breakfast at the Delta King. It's a good excuse to walk around and to show people this part of the city. And train and car trips, you're highlighting also something cool happening on the opposite end of Front Street at the California Automobile Museum. That's also a really cool museum. What are Sunday drives?
So this happens every third Sunday of the month. It's the weekend you can join for Sunday drives there. And this is your chance to enjoy a free, no extra charge with your paid admission. You could ride one of the beautiful cars that they have available. So they have them lined up and you go on a ride around downtown and they have those open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And it's free.
It's free. It's part of the admission. So you pay for your admission anyways, and that's part of the experience.
That's amazing. And how much is admission?
It's $8 to $14. So when you go in, you can expect to go spend some time in the museum. There's over 130 different cars in their collection. There's anything from an 1886 Benz Patton motor wagon replica. There's Model Ts. There's a 1963 Jaguar. There's Mustangs and Chevy Camaros and cars from every decade. So it's really a fun day out. And that's just the cherry on top, is to go drive around downtown in a fancy collector car, right?
Yeah, well, speaking of Sunday drives, let's head about an hour outside of Sacramento to the foothills in El Dorado County. Placerville is a historic gold rush town. Tell us about their art walk.
Yeah, they have loads of historic charm and such a great collection of galleries. They have about 10, and this is their third Saturday art walk on Saturday. So El Dorado County is really home to this thriving arts community that plays a vital role in preserving the past and inspiring the future. You know, they're in the backdrop of the Sierra Nevada. It's a perfect place for photographers and artists and nature lovers to go and just be inspired. So like I said, this weekend's the third Saturday Art Walk. It's right on Placerville's historic Main Street, and it basically transforms into this big community celebration of art and history. The community members come out, there's visitors because people love a day trip to explore the galleries, enjoy live music at the Bell Tower, and sip on some of the wines from around the region. And if you love wine, then you know Amador and Sutter and Fairplay are all great wine regions to enjoy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is very charming walking down that historic Main Street. If you head about an hour in the other direction, you can go to Nevada County. I mean, they have a wonderful art scene, and this is also a foothill community. We've had the Center of the Arts on Insight. What do they have going on?
Oh, they've really become this hub of arts and culture for Nevada County, and they serve such a full spectrum of art programmings from music, dance, theater, film, visual arts, comedy, a lot of youth programming and education, and of course, literature. Their facility downtown Grass Valley, it has a 500-seat theater, which is fairly large.
Yeah.
It's a great space to go. They have the Granucci Art Gallery and classroom space, and of course, their educational programs are just they're new and unique, and there's something that make kids excited about performing arts. So they have hip hop classes, but they also have aerial performances, which is what you might see in Circus du Soleil, right?
Yeah.
One of my best friends, her daughter took that class and she loved, but just what a unique and exciting way to have kids excited about the arts.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Veronica. I always love you stopping by, getting us to slow down and pause and just appreciate how much is happening in our area.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that is Veronica Rodriguez, an arts advocate in the Sacramento region, joining us every month to preview events and exhibits that are happening. And this time it's through the month of July. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.